Finally, President Obama this week reached that magic number, 34, as in the number of U.S. senators who now support the Iran nuclear deal. That plus Obama's veto power means the deal is now likely to survive. What's more, the deal also has the support now of two key guys, Ben and Jerry. Yep, the ice cream guys from Vermont. Daniel Estrin reports out of Jerusalem, where both Iranian nukes and ice cream will usually get people talking. So Ben and Jerry supporting the Iran deal. Daniel, what'd you make of their letter of support?
Well, I issued my own statement of support. I support Ben and Jerry's making new ice cream flavors inspired by the Iran nuclear deal, which, you know, is not such a far-fetched request because Ben and Jerry's are known for their zany ice cream flavors in support of, you know, mostly liberal causes. Like, I remember when Obama won the elections in 2008, they issued a flavor called Yes Pecan. So, in that spirit, I put out a call for new Iran nuclear deal-themed flavors.
Right. I'm never one to pass up a pun. I suggested centrifuge. What were some of the other suggestions you got?
I came up with a theme on the Ben & Jerry's classic fish food, fisher food, like nuclear fisher.
Right. Good.
I got a lot of good suggestions from friends in Israel. We got Yoshi Silverstein with nuclear enrichment. Ruti Pliskin came up with uranium.
I like that one.
Tia Kanan suggested Araki Road. Get it?
Arak is one of the sites.
Yeah. And finally, Blake Sepcik came up with chocolate chip cookie Fordo.
Yeah, also another nuclear site. Well, there's some really funny ones there. Although we got to say, from your perch in Israel, this nuclear deal is no laughing matter.
Yes and no. There is a lot of pressure over this. And so I think with all that pressure, there is a lot of humor and lightheartedness coming out to deal with that. There was a pretty funny commercial that came out this summer for an Israeli telecommunications company. It featured a famous Israeli singer disguising himself as an Iranian with a false mustache, and he makes his way into a bunker where a bunch of Revolutionary Guard soldiers are sitting around and about to push the button. And he says, stop, why blow up the world when our company has a great new deal?
You know, Ben and Jerry's, as you say, they like these ice cream flavors with connection to liberal causes, but they also like their timely flavor references. You think they're actually going to do some Iran nuke deal flavor?
Ben and Jerry, if you hear me right now, I think it's a great idea. And rumor has it, based on some sources I've spoken to, that Ben and Jerry's are considering a kind of Israeli-Palestinian peace flavor. There's a Ben and Jerry's factory in Israel. There has been talk of bringing Palestinian-grown fruits and nuts and swirling it all together. So if they can talk about that, I would be interested in eating some nuclear enrichment.
Daniel Estrin in Jerusalem with the scoop. Yeah, I know. But now it's your turn. What Iran nuclear deal-inspired ice cream flavors would you like to taste? Tweet us at PRI The World and skip the sprinkles. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Marco Werman. Back tomorrow.